My name is Chester S. Darrow.
What's the S stand for?
Singleton.
Cool. Where and when were you born?
I was born near Lake Purdy, below Leeds, Alabama. July 19th, 1911.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have one brother, no sister. My brother is 10 years younger than I. He's retired, married, has 4 children, and lives in southern Michigan.
And what's his name?
William Blair Darrow. B-L-A-I-R Darrow.
What'd you call him?
A lot of things.
What did you call him that can be repeated on the tape?
Most everybody, including me, called him WB.
Okay. Tell me about your parents.
What about my parents?
Who were they?
Well, my father was Singleton Redden Darrow. And my mother's name was Martha Lee Anna Obar.
What did your father do for a living?
My father was a carpenter and car repairer for the railroad. A cabinet maker.
Do you have any memories of your dad at work?
Well, the only thing I remember about Dad at work was when he was a streetcar motorman and conductor. That was after I had grown up a little bit. I must have been around 10, 11 years old.
All right, where did... You said you were born near Leeds, near Lake Purdy.
Right.
Where did you live around? Did you have... You had a house down there?
There was a little two-room house that was up on the side of the hill, almost high enough on the hill to see Lake Purdy, but not quite. And... The house was a little two-room affair, kitchen, dinette kind of a area on the back, and a bed sitting room on the front.
You have any memories of that area? Any special memories?
Offhand, I can't think of anything particular.
Do you have electricity?
No, we did not have electricity.
What about indoor plumbing?
No.
Little outhouse in the back, huh?
More or less.
What kind of foods did you eat then?
Well, we usually ate meats that we had made from pigs that we had raised. We had sausage and bacon and fat meat, which was used to cook beans and things. Mm-hmm. And we had vegetables, canned beans and canned tomatoes and canned corn.
Were they store-bought or?
No, they were not store-bought. Very little store-bought food.
So you had a small garden?
Yeah, they had a garden they called a kitchen garden, usually near the kitchen, and raised the food that were used in the kitchen.
And what kind of chores did you do when you were living in that house?
Well, I cut wood to burn in the stove and fireplace, and brought water up from the spring to drink and cook with, and do some housekeeping.
What kind of transportation did you have? How did you get around?
We got around on foot, in horseback, and in buggy.
When did y'all get your first car?
We got the first car when I was about 10, 11 years old. It was a Ford, and it didn't have gear shift levers. It had foot pedals.
It wasn't one of those wind-up cars, was it?
No, it wasn't a wind-up car.
What kind of schooling did you have when you were young?
Well, I went to elementary school at Leeds, went to high school in Woodlawn. That's about it.
What was elementary school like?
School. Elementary school was a two-room school, and first five grades was in the one room, and the rest five through eight was in the other room.
Do you remember your teachers from back then?
Very little, particularly about them.
Where did you move when you left Leeds?
Left Leeds and went down near Lake Purdy and lived down there in a house that we rented. And from there, I think we moved to Woodlawn.
So you went from a house you owned to a house you rented?
We didn't own it. We rented it.
Oh. Tell me about the alligator.
Well, the alligator. One Sunday morning out near Lake Purdy, I started to go down to the spring branch and go below a waterfall where there was a deep hole I used as my private swimming pool. And I was barefooted. And I was looking up in the trees at some birds that were singing, and out of the corner of my eyes, I waded across this little branch. I saw what looked like a log, and I subconsciously thought, well, this water's not deep enough for a log to float there, down there in. And I looked then, I was about 3 feet from the nose of an alligator, 7 feet and 8 inches long.
Mm. What'd you do?
Yeah, I jumped out of the way and took off. Hollering and yelling for my dad. And he came down and sent me to the house for the shotgun and some shells. We only had 2 shells. So then he sent me to a neighbor's house to get his gun and some shells. And with the guns and a pitchfork, they killed the alligator. They used the pitchfork to make him open his mouth and then shoot him down his throat.
Any other wild animals you have around that area?
Well,
warthogs.
We had a wild hog, a boar, B-O-A-R, and what about it?
You got any stories about coming across boars?
Got your dog all excited. And you all excited, you climbed the tree.
Oh, yeah. We had an experience there with a wild boar. He got my dog excited, and the dog ran off and left me, and the wild boar was coming towards me. So I started climbing the nearest tree. There happened to be a sapling which is a small limber tree, and it started bending over just about the time I got out of reach of the tusks of the boar. So I had to hang on to the tree there, and as it bent over towards the boar and keep up out of reach out of his tusks, he finally got tired of waiting and left, and I came down and made a quick trip home.
Well, going back to the alligator story, you became quite a famous person on that one.
Well, the alligator was found in June of 1934, and the newspaper photographers came out and took a picture and printed it in the paper, and the people started coming around to see the alligator, and there must have been 1,000 people come by that afternoon, all wanting to see the gator.
Big crowd for that area.
Big crowd for that area.
Hmm. What was high school like for you?
Well, high school was just like school. I studied and worked in the library.
What kind of classes? Huh? What kind of classes?
I took business classes. Typing, shorthand, and bookkeeping. Then I was in the study hall one day and looked out the window and saw an ice wagon, two mules, sink down into the street out of sight. And it turned out that an underground river had washed all the dirt out from under where the ice wagon and two mules were, and they just caved in with them. They finally got a crane out there and got the mules and wagon out of the hole. And they did quite a bit of work trying to get that hole stopped up, but it kept washing out, and there's a hole there for quite a long time.
A lot of exciting stuff happening in that high school.
Right.
We were hard pressed to get any entertainment. What were prices like for goods and things that you bought when
well,
you
were prices. Butter was about 10 cents a stick. It was in 4 sticks for a pound. And, well, as I remember, milk was about 75 cents maybe for a half gallon, something like that. And bread was 10 cents a loaf, pound loaf.
You have an ad from Willie's Supermarket with coffee, 12 cents a pound.
I had a newspaper ad that I saved about coffee when it got up around $2 an ad. I took it down to the store and wouldn't know where this what was it, 25?
12 cents.
This 12 cent coffee was. And it almost drove them crazy. They thought they were going to have to sell that $2 a pound coffee for 12 cents.
Trying to trick people. I had a question in mind. Oh, yeah. Do y'all have many restaurants or things that y'all would go out to eat at?
Well, we didn't have a whole lot of restaurants like we do nowadays. Most people ate at home, but there were a few. They had a Crystals that sold Crystals for 5 cents, I believe, at that time. Then it went up to 12 cents. And that's about all I can remember about that.